Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah, Tet Zayin. Here we'll talk about flat wooden utensils that don't normally have a compartment, but the person in this case is going to be using them for cheating purposes, so he installs a compartment in them. We'll mention two utensils first and then elaborate on other ones. Mishnah says, Kene Moznayim, the beam of a balance scale. A balance scale is a scale that they would use in order to weigh out an object. Let's say a person wanted to purchase a pound of flour. They would take a 1 pound weight and put it on one side of the scale, and they would take 1 pound of flour and put it on the other side of the scale to make sure that everything is even. Once it's even, you know that you have 1 pound of flour. The second utensil, v'hamahok, a scraper. They would usually try and find the volume of something, the measure of something, by putting in to a container that you know has that volume, and by scraping on top to make sure that it's even fully on top, to make sure that there's no heap, there's no little mountain on top. Whatever's left in the container is one container full. So that scraper that you use is usually a flat wooden utensil, which does not become tameh. And what we mentioned with the scale also, there's usually a beam in the middle that's exactly even, and the beam is not a container, but it's a flat wooden utensil that does not become tameh as well. But in this case, the Mishnah says, Sheyesh bahen bet kibul matakot. They have in them a hidden container for metals. The hidden compartment over here is used for cheating. With the scale, it's used to slide the metal in the compartment to whatever side the cheater wants to make heavier. So if he's buying flour, he would slide the metal to the weight side of the beam, making the beam heavier on that side. So the seller will have to put more flour in order to balance the scale. So he would end up with more. If he's selling flour, the cheater, then they would slide the metal to the flour side. And this way, he would have to put less flour in order to balance the scale. With the scraper, it's done differently. A scraper is usually made from a type of wood called olive wood, which is not too heavy and not too light. If it was too heavy, then the scraper would sink into the container and scrape off too much flour. If the scraper was light, it wouldn't press down enough, and there would be a small heap at the end, and it would leave too much flour on top. What the cheater would do, he would make the scraper out of the right type of wood, but he would hollow out the middle. If he was buying flour, then he leaves it hollow, and therefore it's too light. And when he scrapes it on top, more flour is left over. If he was selling flour, he wouldn't make it hot. He would make it hollow, but then he would add metal inside, which would make the scraper heavier, and it would dig down into the flour and then remove more flour, and the buyer would receive a lower amount. Another type of utensil, va'etzel sheyesh bo bet kibul ma'ot, or a carrying pole that has a hidden container for coins inside. A carrying pole is like a hobo. They would carry a package over their shoulder. A worker who wanted to cheat would hollow out a spot in that pole for coins. So if his employer looks at him and says, "Oh, did I pay you in the end of the day?" the cheater would say, "No, look, I don't have anything on me." And he would hide the coins in that pole, and in reality, he would have been paid. So after he went through a search, the employer would find nothing and he would be paid a second time. And also another utensil, the kana shel ani sheyesh bo bet kibul mayim, a poor man's cane that has a hidden container for water in it. He would claim here to be fasting, so people would have pity on him. And when no one was looking, he would drink water from the cane in order to take care of himself. Umakel sheyesh bo bet kibul mezuzah u'margaliot, a stick that has a hidden container for a mezuzah and for pearls. A person who wanted to cheat his way out of taxes and smuggle pearls inside and slide a mezuzah on top of it. So when the inspector came and found that there was a compartment, he would say, "Oh, look, there's a mezuzah. A mezuzah is a religious item, it's non-taxable." And they wouldn't see the pearls underneath. And therefore, he would tell the people, "Oh, I have this mezuzah as an amulet, as a type of segula to protect me on my travels, but in reality, he was cheating the government from the tax that they would put onto the pearls that were hidden in him. In all these cases, these flat wooden utensils, which do not become tameh on a biblical level, can become tameh because they have hidden compartments, which we consider to be containers. Val kulan amar Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, oily im omar oily im lo omar, said Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai about all these hidden compartments. Woe to me if I say these laws, woe if I do not say them. He's unsure if he should teach the laws about these utensils. If he teaches them, it would give an ordinary people an idea how to cheat, how to steal. But if he would not teach them, then those cheaters who are already using them would think that Hachamim were not aware of the people and how they work and how they have all these gimmicks and ways to steal and to cheat. So he wanted to sort of say, Hachamim know what's going on and the rabbis are aware of the problems out there. So in a way, he's in trouble if he does, in trouble if he doesn't. So he didn't know, Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, whether he should teach these halachot or not.